targeting inflation. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden met today with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell for talks on ways to combat inflation affecting the nation's economy. The president says nearly everyone involved, including a majority of the Fed members, are focused on addressing rising costs.
I know we'll use those tools of monetary policy to address the rising prices for the American people.
The latest government report showing inflation rose 6.3% in April when compared to the same time last year. The president points to the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine for the rise. Critics say the administration's spending policies are to blame. Energy experts say yesterday's decision by the European Union to ban nearly all oil from Russia to punish the country for its invasion of Ukraine may be blunted by rising energy prices and other countries willing to buy some of the excess petroleum. The Supreme Court today blocking a Texas law designed to keep social media platforms from censoring users based on their viewpoints.
In a 5-4 ruling, the justices sided with social media and tech companies. They had argued this law would mean keeping up hateful extremist content in Texas, infringing on their First Amendment right to regulate content on their platforms. The state said the law does not regulate their speech, but rather their conduct toward their users. The mix of justices on each side was unique. Justice Elena Kagan sided with Justices Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch, saying they would have allowed the law to be implemented. Alito wrote, "It's not at all obvious how our existing precedents, which predate the internet, should apply to social media companies."
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. An elderly woman was killed and two males wounded when an argument between two females erupted into gunfire this morning at a university campus after a high school graduation there. Police say it happened near the Xavier University of Louisiana Convocation Center, where a high school graduation was held. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Rafael Nadal beats Novak Djokovic in four sets in the French Open quarterfinals to win. It was their 59th career meeting. A former Trump White House advisor says he's been subpoenaed by a federal grand jury related to January 6th investigations.
Peter Navarro, who was an advisor to former President Donald Trump, says he has been summoned to testify on Thursday to a federal grand jury and has been asked to give prosecutors any records he has that are related to the attack on the Capitol last year. The New York Times reports that the request includes any communications he had with the former president. The subpoena is separate from one he was sent in February by the House committee investigating the Capitol attack, which he has refused to cooperate with. The grand jury subpoena is the first issued in connection to the Justice Department's investigation to someone who worked inside the Trump White House. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Border agents say they saw a spike in apprehensions near the nation's southern border over the Memorial Day weekend.
Chief Patrol Agent Jason Owens tweeted this yesterday. 2 days in a row, agents from the Del Rio sector encountered convicted sex offenders. In total, 10 offenders were nabbed in just 3 days. The head of the U.S. Border Patrol praised his agents for their additional findings as well, which included 131 pounds of fentanyl and an assassination suspect. He also said that agents performed 22 water rescues. Now, on Sunday, Mexican immigration authorities said that they found the bodies of three apparent migrants who died trying to cross the Rio Grande.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government has introduced legislation that would put a freeze on the sale and purchase of handguns. Canada already plans to ban 1,500 types of military-style firearms and offer a mandatory buyback program that will begin at the end of the year. Canada's already expanded background checks. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.